Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 1, The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone, Text 30. Kama Dvesha Baya Snehad Yata Bhaktyeshvade Manaha Avesha Tad Agam Hitva Bahavas Tadgatim Gataha Kama Dvesha Bayat Snehad Yatap Bhaktyeshvare Manaha Avesha Tadagam Hitva Bahavastad gatim gataha Kama dvesha bayat snehad Yata bhaktyeshvare manaha Avesha taragam hitva Bahavastad gatim gataha Kama dvesha bayat snehad Yata bhaktyeshvare manaha Avesha taragam hitva Bahavastad gatim gataha Bayat snehad Da bhakti anaha Isatada gamhid pa Pastad gatim gata Kama Dvesha Bayat Snehad Apakeshvare Manaha Shatara Gamhita Bhavastad Gatim Gata Vaishnavis. Kama Dvesha Bayat Snehad Ema Bayat Snehad Yatha bhaktyeshvare maraha. Eshatadagam hitva. Katim gata. Kamat. From lust. Dveshat. From hatred. Bayat. From fear. Snehat. From affection. Yata. As well as. Bhaktya. By devotion. Ishvare. In the supreme. Manaha. The mind. Avesha. Absorbing. Tat. Of that. Agam, sin. Hitva, giving up. Bahavaha, many. Tat, of that. Gatim, path of liberation. Gataha, attained. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Many, many persons have attained liberation simply by thinking of Krishna with great attention and giving up sinful activities. This great attention may be due to lusty desires, inimical feelings, fear, affection, or devotional service. I shall now explain how one receives Krishna's mercy simply by concentrating one's mind upon Him. Purport. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33-39, Vikriditam Vrajavadubir Idam Chavishno Shradanvito Nushrinoyat Atavarnayat Ya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kaman Hridrogam Ashv Apahinoti Acharena Dira. If a bona fide listener hears of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, which seem to be lusty affairs. The lusty affairs in his heart. The lusty desires in his heart, which constitute the heart disease of the conditioned soul, will be vanquished, and he will become a most exalted devotee of Lord Krishna. If one who hears of the gopis' lusty behavior with Krishna becomes free from lusty desires, certainly the gopis who approached Krishna became free from all such desires. Similarly, Sishupal and others who were very much envious of Krishna and who constantly thought of Krishna became free from envy. Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness because of affection. When the mind is somehow or other fully absorbed in Krishna, the material part is very soon vanquished, and the spiritual part, attraction to Krishna, becomes manifest. This indirectly confirms that if one thinks of Krishna enviously, simply because of thinking of Krishna, he becomes free from all sinful reactions and thus becomes a pure devotee. Examples of this are given in the following verse. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if the mind becomes absorbed in Krishna, one can become liberated from material desires and attractions. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. He says, just focus your mind on me and become my devotee. And elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's the verse, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. One should focus the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Now, the mind is the central factor in the subtle material body. All the senses, the knowledge acquiring senses and working senses are grouped around the mind. There are five knowledge acquiring senses, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, and then there are five working senses. We have the arms for working, the legs for moving around, the voice for speaking. There's the sexual organs, and then the organs of evacuation. Those are the five working senses. So all these senses are grouped around the mind, and they're all they all have tendencies to act. Sometimes these senses, they're compared to horses. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a verse about, the senses being like horses pulling the chariot of the body. And the said that the reins are the mind. That means the mind can control, the senses. In the museum, there's, in the Bhagavad Gita, the Fate Museum next door, there's an exhibit like that, the chariot of the body with the senses, the pulling the chariot. So do the mind is like the reins that you can use to control and direct the senses, the working senses, and the knowledge acquiring senses. there has to be good intelligence. Like sitting in the chariot, holding the reins is the intelligence. And then the passenger in the chariot is considered to be the soul. So if one has good intelligence, one is able to properly control the mind. And if the mind is properly controlled, then the senses come under control. And then one moves smoothly on the path back home, back to Godhead. But if the intelligence isn't good, then the mind loses control of the senses and one doesn't know what one's destination will be. So here we're getting good intelligence. And Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham satada yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. And to those who worship me constantly with love and devotion, I give the intelligence by which they can come to me. So with that intelligence, we can focus the mind on Krishna. And by Krishna, we mean not only Krishna, but everything in connection with Krishna. Just like when we say king, doesn't mean just the king personally. It means his palace, his ministers, his army, his wealth, his country, his queens, everything. Everything in connection with the king. So we should focus our minds on Krishna and everything in connection with Krishna. Otherwise, we're in a diseased condition. In this verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the term hrid rogam is used, heart disease. So in the material world, you know, heart disease is a big problem. People have high blood pressure. They have cholesterol. They have high cholesterol. They have irregular heartbeats. It's considered to be a very serious problem, you know, if you have some heart disease. And, you know, one should take some proper medicine. So the kind of heart disease that's being referred to in this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, this Hridrogam, is a, you know, different kind of heart disease. It's not talking about some malfunction of the pump that's pumping, you know, blood through the body. It's talking about, you know, the heart in the sense of the central part of one's being, the center of one's center of one's desires and aspirations and ambitions. In the natural healthy state of the soul, the natural condition is prema, which means one loves Krishna, one desires to serve Krishna, one acts for Krishna's pleasure. That's the natural condition of the soul. But now we're in a different position. That prema, that natural love for Krishna in contact with the material energy, filtered through the material energy, has become kama or lust. But it can be transform back into prema. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kavunai Shravanade Shuddhi Chitti Karya Udai. And this is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's actually a quote from some other work. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kavunai. Lord Chaitanya actually speaks this. Means that prema is there in the heart. It's simply become covered over, but it can be awakened. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kavunai. It's not that this Krishna Prema will be brought from outside. It's there in the heart. Simply become covered. And Shravanadi Shuddhi Chitti Karya Udai. If we hear and chant properly, then that natural Krishna consciousness that's there will become uncovered and it will manifest again. The word used is Udai. Just like we have the term Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Mandir. You know, that's what our temple headquarters in Mayapur is called, the Chandrodaya Mandir. That means the rising moon of Lord Chaitanya, Chandra Udaya. So Chandra means moon, Udaya means it rises or becomes visible. So it's not that before the moon becomes visible, it didn't exist. It's there, but it just has to come above the horizon and then it becomes visible. So that natural love for Krishna is there in the heart, and it becomes pervertedly expressed in material life. You know, that's why that tendency to love is there, and everyone's looking for love in all the wrong places, sometimes the saying goes. So that tendency is there to love something or somebody, but because it's not being directed towards its proper object, it is disturbed. So all types of material loving affairs in the material world, they're mixed with different kinds of unpleasantness, and they're temporary. That's the nature of the material world. Krishna explains. It's temporary and full of suffering. So, still, you know, some satisfaction and pleasure is there, but it doesn't fully satisfy the soul because it's temporary and mixed with various unpleasant things. So people are searching, you know, for the ideal loving relationship. But the ideal loving relationship can only exist between the soul and the Supreme Soul, Krishna. And the paradigmatic relationship is the relationship between, you know, Krishna and his eternal associates in the spiritual world. Especially the gopis are being mentioned here in this verse. Because among all the different types of loving relationships that people aspire for, the romantic loving relationship is generally considered to be, you know, the highest. You know, somebody may love their dog or their cat or their parakeet or their country or this or that, but what they really aspire for is, you know, to find their soulmate. And in the pastimes between Krishna and the gopis, we see the origin of that aspiration. That's where it comes from. You know, that that particular relationship is something that eternally exists in the spiritual world. And by hearing about it, you know, one can enter into that. Generally, you know, people who are interested in relationships, you know, they want to hear about ideal relationships. You know, they want to go to some movie and see, oh, you know, there's the hero, the heroine. You know, they get inspired, or they hear some song about some material loving relationship, or they read some novel about it. You know, they become inspired. You know, they try to pattern themselves after that. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, we're being given the ideal romantic relationship, you know, between Krishna and the gopis. And, you know, it's said here that by hearing about that, the perverted reflections of love that are in our consciousness now, in our heart now, which are characterized as hridrogam, heart disease, those can be cured. So that's, you know, the medicine. You know, as Srila Prabhupada says here, if a bona fide listener hears of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, which seem to be lusty affairs, the lusty desires in his heart, which constitute the heart disease of the conditioned soul, will be vanquished, and he will become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. So sometimes, I mean, Srila Prabhupada refers to this verse many times, and sometimes, you know, he expresses himself in a little bit more cautious way, you know, about this particular verse. You know, for example, in the Madhya Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is asking Ramananda Roy, you know, what is, out of all the topics people listen to, which is the best for all living entities? And Ramananda Roy replies, hearing about the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna is the most pleasing to the ear. And in his purport, you know, Srila Prabhupada cites this same verse, this Hridrogam verse, which says, you know, that one should hear about the pastimes between Krishna and the gopis in order to free the heart from heart disease. But then he goes on to say, a liberated person who hears about the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna is not inclined to have lusty desires. One mundane rogue, however, once said that when the Vaishnavas chant the name Radha Radha, he simply remembers a barber's wife named Radha. This is a practical example. Unless one is liberated, he should not try to hear about the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. If one is not liberated and listens to a relation of the rasa dance, he may remember his own mundane activities and illicit connections with some woman whose name may also be Radha. In the conditioned stage, one should not even try to remember such things. By practicing the regulative principles, one should rise to the platform of spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Then and only then should one hear about Radha Krishna Leela. Although these affairs may be very pleasing both to the conditioned and to liberated souls, the conditioned souls should not try to hear them. The talks between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are conducted on the platform of liberation. So, on the one hand, saying by hearing these things, one will become liberated. And he's saying on another, about the same verse, that one shouldn't hear these things until one becomes liberated. So it may seem like a contradiction, but if you look at everything he said, he did want people to hear about these pastimes, but it's like a caution. It's like medicine. But, if you've got like some powerful medicine to cure some heart condition, it'll say on it how to take it. How many times a day to take it. It should be taken only under the direction of a physician. And there are potential side effects if it's not taken properly. Like you see on television, there's so many ads for so many drugs these days. And, they give a nice description of what the possible benefits are. But then come the possible side effects. Death, choking, bad dreams, like all these things, a whole list of. I think what Srila Prabhupada is essentially doing, he's saying if this medicine, this very powerful medicine of hearing about the pastimes between Krishna and the gopis is not taken properly, there's some potential bad side effects. Namely, one can become involved in what is called sahajism, taking things very cheaply and mistaking one's own perverted reflections of love for the real thing. And that is a danger that Srila Prabhupada warns about again and again and again. So, the point is, one has to hear these things in a proper state of mind. And, if we're, following the instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given, then, in terms of, our sadhana bhakti, and we're hearing from the right source also, because sometimes those who are not properly qualified or who have some improper motive will recite these things to people just to get some name and fame and attract followers. If that happens, if you're not hearing from the proper person and you're not in a proper position to hear, then the effect may be bad or may be very much delayed. Getting the ultimate result. So, just like in any medical regime, one has to have proper guidance from a proper doctor. You know, the proper tests have to be there. a proper diet also, and usually some kind of exercise routine. And so it's not that, you know, just the medicine is there. So in Krishna consciousness, I mean, Srila Prabhupada often, you know, compared, you know, the temples to like spiritual hospitals where we have the medicine, we have diet, we have exercise. You know, the medicine is the holy name and hearing about Krishna, including Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. Our diet is prasadam. And, you know, our exercise program is performing the activities of devotional service under proper direction. So, or sometimes, even if a person is not doing all those things, there can still be some benefit, you know, from, you know, hearing, you know, the pastimes of Krishna. So that is one of the messages here too. This medicine is so powerful that even in, you know, the absence of all the proper conditions, it can still sometimes have a positive effect on someone. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Are you? Yes.
Thank you for a really nice class, Prabhu. Before you mentioned that, you know, just kind of listing the different things in the first line that cause attraction to Krishna. It's explaining about how lust, if a person has lusty feelings, and, you know, and they hear about the pastimes of the gopis, that destroys the lust in their heart. And, the envy of Shishupal is also destroyed. He's freed from his envy. And what was your comment about the affection with Mother Yashoda? Does that replace some other kind of emotion? Or?
Well, there are different expressions of love for Krishna. There are five principal rasas or taste or expressions of love. One of them is shantaras, passive appreciation of Krishna. Then there's dasya rasa, active service, sakya rasa, friendship. Then vatsalya rasa means parental love for Krishna. And then there's the madhurya ras or conjugal ras, which exists in two varieties, married and unmarried. You know, like Krishna had his relationship with his queens in Dwarka, they were married. And then in Vrindavan, he had his relationship with the gopis, it was unmarried love. So all these are different kinds of loving relationships with Krishna. So the unmarried loving conjugal relationship resembles the lusty affairs between men and women in this world. It's different, you know, just like the difference between gold and iron. But then there are all other types of loving relationships. The relationship between parent and child is a very intense loving relationship. It's based on the profound affection that the parents feel for the child. So the origin of that feeling, that parental feeling, is the relationship that Krishna's eternal associates in this mood of vatsalya rasa feel towards him. and the primary example is the affection of Mother Yashoda for her darling son Krishna, and also Nanda Maharaj. He has fatherly feelings towards Krishna. So sometimes we see that people are attracted to Krishna consciousness because of some parental kind of feeling. You know, oh, I like to help these devotees. They're so nice. They're just like, and they kind of behave like the devotees are their children, and, you know, like, you know, they want to give some donation. You know, they want to behave like that. So some people are attracted to the Krishna consciousness movement out of some kind of affectionate, you know, superior type of mood like that. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.